I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is a Wee-in, a shorter episode of Simply Scottish. Our Wee-ins give you a chance to enjoy a bit of Scotland no matter where you are or what you're doing. Find more episodes at simplyscottish.com or via your favourite podcasting app. Our opening music comes from Hebridean musician and native Gaelic speaker Gilbride MacMillan. The song, sung in both Gaelic and Galician, is a celebration of the historic Galician city of Santiago. Let's enjoy the rest of it now. Bala agula haun, bala nahushe haun, shimmer the honamis, shimmer the rain. Bala nahuha visicino, kartu the haun, either or in nostals here, compostela na. Bala agula haun, bala nahushe haun, shimmer the honamis, shimmer the rain. Bala nahuha visicino, Santiago new shamers, Santiago new shamers. Koshi na mijin nam, koshi na mijin nas, koshi.
Santiago, Compostela.
mission of Simply Scottish is to build an educated, passionate community of Scotland lovers around the world that is dedicated to promoting Scotland's interests and living out the Scottish qualities of friendship, perseverance, and industry. Join our community on Facebook and Twitter, where you can stay up to date on new episodes, chances to win Scottish music, and more. As always, I'm happy to know who's out there listening and where in the world you call home. Drop me a quick line at andrew@simplyscottish.com. That's andrew@simplyscottish.com. And if you're looking for more episodes of the show, you'll find it virtually anywhere podcasts are found. I think we're represented on all the major platforms now. Apple's Podcasts app, of course, iHeartMedia, Spotify, Google Play, as well as the TuneIn app, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, you should find Simply Scottish. And if you enjoy the content on the show, help me reach new listeners by giving the program a favorable rating and review on your favorite podcasting platform. Thanks for your help. Did you know that the great city of Edinburgh wasn't always Scotland's capital? Today we'll take a brief look at Dunfermline, ancient royal borough and Scotland's capital city for 400 years. The Scottish Kingdom of Fife is a peninsula in eastern Scotland, bordered on the north by the Firth of Tay, on the east by the North Sea, and the Firth of Forth to the south. Fife is steeped in history, being one of the sub-kingdoms established under the Pictish realm in the 7th century AD. A few miles from the shore of the Firth of Forth, and lying northwest of Edinburgh, is the Fife town of Dunfermline. The name comes from the Gaelic, and translates as the fort in the bend of the stream. The city was put on the political map with the marriage of Malcolm III of Scotland and his Queen Margaret in 1070. A fragment of their castle still stands in the city's park, Pittencrieff Glen. The town features a beautiful historic abbey and palace standing side by side. Dunfermline Abbey was founded in 1128 by David I, and Robert the Bruce gave the town its royal charter in 1322. Speaking of the Bruce, have you noticed he's been getting some attention in popular culture lately? In 2018, Netflix released a film called Outlaw King, starring Chris Pine. It looks at the years following 1304, when Bruce goes from defeated nobleman to outlaw hero. And then in 2019 came another movie, Robert the Bruce, with actor Angus McFadden reprising his role from 1995's Braveheart to play Bruce in the time after Wallace's victories and death. Well, Dunfermline and Scotland's patriot warrior king will be forever bound together. After Bannockburn, Robert the Bruce lived in Dunfermline Palace while he took the healing waters at Scotlandwell. He was a victim of the dreaded scourge of leprosy, and died from the disease at Cardross, Dumbarton. His body was entombed at Dunfermline Abbey, while his embalmed heart was taken on crusade by Sir James Douglas, before being returned to Scotland and entombed at Melrose Abbey. The tomb of Bruce was rediscovered in 1808, nearly 5 centuries after his death. It bore the inscription, "Here lies the invincible Robert, blessed king. Let him who reads his exploits repeat how many wars he carried on. He led the kingdom of the Scots to freedom by his uprightness. Now let him live in the citadel of the heavens." In 2016, nearly 200 years after Bruce's bones were uncovered, a team of scientists and historians joined forces to digitally reconstruct the head and face of Robert the Bruce, working from a cast made of Bruce's skull in the 19th century. The result reveals a large and powerful man with muscular neck and a physique that would have equipped him for the brutal demands of medieval warfare. A total of 18 royals, including 7 kings, were buried at Dunfermline Abbey, from Queen Margaret in 1093 to Robert Stuart, Duke of Albany, in 1420. Dunfermline remained home to the Scottish royal court until the Union of the Crowns, when King James VI of Scotland and the I of England moved his court to London. The town experienced a decline until the 18th century, when the weaving industry brought new life through new jobs. Of course, many have heard of it as the birthplace of Scottish businessman and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. And indeed, the Carnegie name is everywhere in this city. Today, Dunfermline is a modern town, fueled by the service, financial and retail industries. A visit to Dunfermline would include shopping and leisure activities, as well as a memorable journey through Scottish history. And if you're interested in the Carnegie part of it, listen to our episode on Andrew Carnegie, as well as our episode looking at the legacy of his gift of libraries to the world. Well, that's it for this episode. Enjoy more at simplyscottish.com, as I said, or find the show on your favourite podcasting app. I'll leave you with a lovely track from the folk group Cara. It's a song about hope and the healing power of music, even in dark times. There is pain, but there will always be laughter. We grieve and we rejoice. When the frost is over, a new spring is dawning. In darkness, raise your voice. Let us sing. Inspiring words, and we need them, especially this year and in these current times. From the album of the same name, this is Yet We Sing. For Simply Scottish, I'm Andrew McDermott. Cheers.
Well, you knew the day was drawing nearer. A cold chill gripped your heart. There were sleepless nights and helpless prayers till the final parting word. Yet we sing, let us sing, let us sing. And turn your face to the wind, join the chorus of life again. We all know we won't be staying forever. Mostly we act like we will. Let the fear not get the better of you. Show the devil there's life in you still. And we sing, let us sing, let us sing. And turn your face to the wind, join the chorus of life again. And we sing, join the chorus of life again.